I'm Verna Joins, and today we're going to be discussing Jesus, the light of the world. And if our gospel is veiled or be hidden, it is hidden in them that perish, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them who believe not, that the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should not dawn upon them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus as Lord, and ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. Seeing it is God that said, light shall shine out of darkness, who shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 4, verses 3 through 6. Jesus came into this world to bring light to those in darkness of sin. And John wrote in John 1, verses 1 through 3, of his eternal nature, and then added, in him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not, in verses 4 and 5 of John 1. In talking with Nicodemus, Jesus said, and this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. John 3 and verse 19. And in the plainest language possible, Jesus stated in John 8 and verse 12, I am the light of the world. He that followeth after me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. The contrast between the kingdom of the devil and the kingdom of Christ is pictured as light versus darkness. Paul wrote in Colossians 1:13 that God hath delivered us out of the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. While those who serve Satan are said to be in darkness, God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. You can't have fellowship with God without walking in the light. 1 John 1, verses 5 through 7. If we walk in darkness, we're separated from God. 1 John 1 and verse 6. But God hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. 1 Peter 2 and verse 9. As our text in 2 Corinthians 4 shows, Satan will blind people if they will allow it. Now, it is true that Satan can't do anything to you as long as you depend upon God and draw nigh to God. But if you change that relationship, then you open the door for Satan to come in, so that the light of the gospel will not shine upon you. But Christ brings light to those who are in darkness. Let's think about light in the face of Jesus Christ. Paul declares that the light of the knowledge of God is seen in the face of Jesus Christ, 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 6. Answering the question of Philip, Jesus said, he that has seen me has seen the Father, John 14 and verse 9. To see the character of Jesus, the love of Jesus, the will of Jesus, and all of his other attributes was to see the Father. For Christ dwelt in all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, Colossians 2 and verse 9. Thus to see Jesus was to see all the fullness of the Father's attributes. As Hebrews 1 and verse 3 states, Jesus was the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person. Now the light in the face of Jesus reveals to us also the joy of serving God. The Lord told the apostles, if you keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments, and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. John 15, verses 10 and 11. The exhortation in Philippians 4:4, rejoice in the Lord always, and again, I say rejoice, is but an echo of the joy that Jesus showed in his service to the Father. Even when persecution comes because we're Christians, we should rejoice and be exceeding glad, according to the words of Jesus in Matthew 5 and verse 12, though he was despised and rejected of men. Isaiah 53 and verse 3, he shows in his life the joy of doing the will of the Father. As is called in prophecy, the Prince of Peace, Isaiah 9 and verse 6, light in the face of Jesus shows the way to real and lasting peace. He said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you." John 14 and verse 27. Paul states that he is our peace, and he has abolished in his flesh the enmity to make himself of two, one new man, so making peace. In Ephesians 2, 14 and 15. So Christ has made peace by the blood of his cross, Colossians 1 and 20. And because we have peace with God, we can have peace with ourselves. The peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians 4 and verse 7. And then when we think of the light that is in Christ, we think of the light of the knowledge of God. Jesus promised in John 8, 32, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." The source of that knowledge is Jesus Christ. To give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ, 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 6. All the blessings which God offers to man, he offers through knowledge. Jesus taught the apostles, "They shall all be taught of God. Every man therefore that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me." John 6 and verse 45. When Peter shows the blessings of serving God, he names knowledge as the channel through which we receive them. His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us to his own glory and virtue, in 2 Peter 1 and verse 3. By the knowledge of God through Christ, we are expected to walk as children of light. Fulfilling the prophecy of Isaiah, Jesus came and the people which sat in darkness saw great light. And to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, light is sprung up. Matthew 4 and verse 16. When he sent Paul to preach to the Gentiles, the mission was clear: to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God. Acts 26 and verse 18. And for those who are thus called out of darkness into his marvelous light, 1 Peter 2, 9, Christians are to be children of light and children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 5. We're called out of darkness into light, and if we would but fellowship with God, we must walk in light, in 1 John 1, verses 5 through 7. There is transforming power in the light of Jesus. The light of the world transforms those who are drawn to live for him. As Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians 4, 6, God said, "Light shall shine out of darkness, who shine in our hearts." Not only is Jesus the light of the world, but his light shines in the hearts and the lives of those who follow him. Paul wrote, "Christ lives in me," Galatians 2 and verse 20. The change was evident in so many of whom we read in the New Testament that Peter cowardly denied Jesus in Matthew 26, 69 through 75. Then he boldly proclaimed him to be the Christ in Acts 2, verses 22 through 36. Those who followed afar off in Mark 14, 50, Matthew 26, 58, they courageously withstood threatening by those who put him to death in Acts 4, verses 19 and 20, and Acts 5, 29, telling them that they could say what they would, but they could not. but do the things which they had been commanded. And you ought to serve God or the Lord instead of man. They had changed, and Christ made the difference. Paul writes in 2 Corinthians 4 that Christ is the image of God. The same apostle declares in Romans 8:29 that we are to be conformed to the image of his Son. Here's what it means to be transformed. A change is made in the form of life we live. It is a metamorphosis. In 2 Corinthians 3:18, Paul speaks of using the Word of God as a mirror, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are transformed into the same image from glory to glory. It is this image he speaks of six verses later in 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 6. But the word for transform in 2 Corinthians 3:18 is the Greek word metamorphosede, a form of the word from which we get the biological term metamorphosis. An egg becomes a caterpillar, and that becomes a chrysalis, then a butterfly. And the process is called metamorphosis. God expects change from us, a drastic change in the way we live, because we are called out of darkness into light. You see, one of those is just diametrically opposed to the other, so there has to be a great change. The process of transformation and its result is shown by Paul in Romans 3, 23, 5, 9, and 10, Romans 6, 3, and 4, 8, 14, and 12, 1, and 2. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being now justified by his blood, reconciled to God through the death of his Son. Or are you ignorant that all who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him through baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we also might walk in newness of life. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. Present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And be not fashioned according to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. There is your metamorphosis. When one is guided by the light of the world, he is in sin and must leave that sin in order to come to Christ. And then and only then is the new life possible, and then and only then does it result. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature, 2 Corinthians 5:17. The apostle writes of this in Colossians 3:9 and 10. Ye have put off the old man with his doings, and have put on the new man, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. That's why Christ came into this world, is in order that this might take place. He lived and died on earth, so that we, submitting to him, could be new creatures, being renewed unto his image. Then and only then can we truthfully say, God shined in our hearts to give a light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ Jesus. But you can't refuse to believe and obey his will. And you must make that change in your life to be a Christian and to be saved eternally.